Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Sam Dover. Today, the government is hoping to negotiate support for the final piece of its industrial relations reforms. Part 2 of the so-called Closing Loopholes Bill includes changing the definition of casual work, increasing protections for gig workers, and introducing provisions for a right to disconnect. Support from the crossbench is needed to pass the bill through Parliament. But Tasmanian Senator Jackie Lambie says she is concerned about the impact on business.
Businesses themselves are doing it really tough out there, and I don't see that getting any better throughout the year. And I just think, you know, for somebody or a party that comes out and says we want to lessen red tape, I think that quite some parts of this bill have actually just put more red tape on top, and that is not what businesses in Australia need.
And protesters from across Australia have gathered in Canberra to call for the federal government to take greater action in ending the war in Gaza. The protesters are demanding the government stop supporting Israel in their invasion and bombing of Gaza, which has killed over 27,500 Palestinians and left at least 1.7 million people displaced, according to Gazan authorities and the United Nations. The area has been devastated by the ongoing conflict, with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu saying he is determined to wipe out remaining Hamas forces in the southern city of Rafah, an area previously designated as a safe zone for civilians. Greens leader Adam Bandt has called on the parliament to act immediately.
And it is vital that we act today, and that standing and sessional orders be suspended, and that this parliament reverses its position in support of the invasion, because people are dying and the situation is getting worse by the hour.
Meanwhile, a report from the Productivity Commission says the government will fail to close the gap between Indigenous and non-Indigenous Australians unless it fundamentally changes its approach. The Closing the Gap Agreement aims to address the inequality experienced by Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people. The 3-year review found the government does not understand the scale or type of change that is needed to meet their obligations. The report made 4 key recommendations, including sharing power and decision-making with First Nations communities, improving accountability, and rethinking government systems and culture. And in football, Canberra United's 35-year-old striker Michelle Heyman will surprisingly be included in Tony Gustafsson's Matildas squad for the upcoming qualifying playoffs to the Paris Olympics. Heyman's teammate at Canberra, midfielder Chloe Legazzo has also returned to the squad after missing out on the 2023 Women's World Cup. 23-year-old Caitlin Torpy will be making her debut with the Matildas after being called to the squad for the very first time. The Matildas are set to face Uzbekistan in two matches starting February 24th, with the winner qualifying for the Olympic Games in Paris. I'm Sam Dover. This has been SBS News in Easy English.